Hey, welcome to Saturday's edition of the Daily Bible Podcast. And the men are still up the mountain, so to speak, at Mount Lebanon Baptist Bible Conference Camp in the city of...
Yeah, which there's no mountain.
There's no mountain?
No.
It's kind of a gentle incline.
It's a... No, not even that. It's like a metaphorical mountain.
Yeah, the mountain is a metaphor.
Yeah.
It represents spiritual elation.
We literally live in the plains of... territory of Texas. Like if you look at a geographical
plains of the country, kind of don't. Yeah.
Well, kind of middle America is that.
Middle
too.
America is flat.
Nebraska.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in the plains. Yeah. So.
And
there's no mountain.
The weather has. I mean, the good weather is still kind of sort of here, but this morning when I went out, I felt a blanket of warmth and wet, and I'm like, oh, familiar Texas.
Yep.
This is how I met you.
Humidity.
This is how I love you.
Yes. Yeah.
It's almost like the beautiful weather is like you're not welcome here.
Right.
Get out of here. This ain't California. You keep your California weather over there.
Don't California my Texas.
Don't California my Texas weather either.
Get your breeze out of here. Yeah. Well, speaking of which, man, I was talking with Kelly earlier this week, our admin. We've had our offices for a year now, over a year.
Wow. Over a year.
We've almost been here for a year.
Wow.
May 7th was our first pre-launch Bible study.
Dude, that's a big deal. We should celebrate.
Yeah, but it's not really our birthday.
Our
birthday
but being
is in
here,
August. August 6th,
that's a bigger celebration. That's going to warrant a much greater response. But having something to commemorate would be cool.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I don't know either.
Maybe we'll go back to Frisco First and we'll have a Sunday night gathering back at Frisco First. Just remember, in that dank youth room that they...
It really struggled to stay cool. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Even with just a few people, like there's 50 people in the room, it really struggled. And to be fair, the Texas heat is no laughing matter. It is serious and powerful. So I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Wow. The room tried.
Yeah.
And it didn't work.
It didn't work. Not too well. Yeah. So yeah, we've been here almost a year, which is awesome. Praise the Lord for that.
Can't believe it.
Yeah.
I just got my notice from the Texas Department of Transportation saying it's time to renew my registration.
Yeah. By the way, you're going to have to get your car inspected again on that.
I actually already got it done.
Oh, well, la-di-da. Did you take it over to Christian Brothers?
No, I didn't.
Because
they're always so packed. So I went to this place. I went to the car wash right next to us, actually.
And they did it there?
Yeah.
How long did it take?
20 minutes.
Did you just drop it off and come back here?
It was so fast, I didn't really have time to do that. Because it was only 20 minutes.
See, I'm asking you all these questions because I have to get my wife's car inspected.
Yeah, I suspect so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I went there, they did it really fast, and I got a free car wash out of it.
How long was this?
Today?
Yeah.
Like 20, 30 minutes maybe?
Like you did it today?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not at the camp today, because we're technically right now, we're at
right,
the camp.
Right, for sure. We're having a conversation no one else cares about right now.
That's true.
I totally forgot that we're recording a podcast. I wanted to know.
Jump into the podcast.
Okay, then. Let's do that. Psalm 121. All right, we are getting into what are known as the Psalms of Ascent. Speaking of a mountain.
Smells good.
Nope, that's not it.
Is it the Psalms of Ascent? The scent of the Lord?
No, it's the ascent, like climbing, like going up. Yeah, stop that. So, the Psalms of Ascent, Psalm 121, is one of these that I believe it begins in Psalm 120, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, 120 through 134, I believe, are the songs of ascent. These were the songs sung by the pilgrims that were going, not the ones that came on the Mayflower. The pilgrims that were going to, I could see the wheels turning. Pastor Rod was going to throw that back.
I'm giving you the mic.
And Thanksgiving. These were the songs that were sung on the way up to Jerusalem because they would go up the mountain to worship. And so as they were ascending, they would sing these psalms in preparation for worship. We touched on this recently, I believe, in one of our previous episodes, because we talked about preparing to come to worship at church as well. But in Psalm 121, the key word here is the word keep. You'll notice it appears six times in these eight verses. And so this was a song sung on the way up to worship there, praying that God would preserve, that God would keep, that God would protect. And one can easily find the connections to David and the situations he faced in his life, but it's general enough to apply really to anyone, including us. We don't have an author given here to this particular psalm, but its general nature would apply to us today, just praying that the Lord would keep us. And there's the great line there, behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. And that just that depiction that God is always aware, that God is always sovereignly in control of all things befalling his people, and that would extend to us as well.
If you ever find yourself in a hospital and I'm to visit you, it is perhaps likely
if not almost guaranteed, that I'm going to quote this psalm because it's one of my go-tos. I love this psalm. It's one of my favorites. It's one that I have mostly memorized. And the idea here is it's evident, right? It's the protection of God. You can't escape him. Morning, afternoon, evening, he's with you. He's for you. And he'll keep you from this time forth and forevermore. And that was true in David's time or whoever wrote this in their time. But it's all the more true for the Christian who knows not just the work of God in a general sense, but the work of Christ in a particular sense and the ministry and the empowerment of his spirit. So this is one of my favorite psalms. Don't find yourself in a hospital, but if you do, I'm probably going to come with Psalm 121. Maybe a few others too, but this is one of my faves.
It's also a road.
It's also a road? Psalm 121?
121.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Just thought of that. Yeah. Anyway, Psalm 123 then. Another song of ascent.
Hey, don't you read Psalm 122. You're skipping it.
Yeah.
You're going to be tempted. Think. Don't read it though.
Don't do it because this is chronological.
That's right.
And 123 comes after 121 in this chronology.
That's right.
This psalm focuses on asking the Lord to mercifully relieve the suffering brought about by the contempt and scorn of a persecutor. And again, these psalms are so good for us because it's so applicable no matter where you're at. If you've been in a situation where you've had an enemy, or you've had somebody persecuting you, you've had somebody wrongfully accuse you of something or scorn you like this or show contempt towards you like this, this is a psalm that's for you. Praying to the Lord, have mercy upon us. Oh Lord, have mercy upon us, for we have had enough, more than enough of our contempt. And that's, I think, important for us to remember too, because mercy is not getting what we deserve. So there's a tacit admission in this psalm, even in that, that he's not praying that God would just put an end to this. He's recognizing, okay, there's a little bit of this that maybe we do deserve. Maybe our sins are worthy of this, and yet we're praying that God would be merciful to us from sparing us from the full weight of what we actually deserve.
Amen to that. I would add a simple question from verse 2. What are your eyes tempted to look at? Where's your focus when you're afflicted? Notice where his focus is and where it should be.
All right, Psalm 124. 124, and again, Psalm of Ascent, focusing on thanking the Lord for his deliverance, without which they surely would have perished. If the Lord had not been on our side, verse 1, let Israel now say, if the Lord was not the one who was on our side, when the people rose up against us, they would have swallowed us up alive when their anger was kindled against us. So here is a corporate psalm as they're going, reminding the people as they go to worship the Lord that he is the one that is the reason why they were delivered, they were spared, they were protected, they won the victory. It's because of God. He gets the glory.
I noticed something cool here. Just to point this to your attention. Notice that what happens here in this song of ascent by David, he forecasts and projects what woulda, coulda, shoulda happened. You notice that here? Then they would have swallowed us up alive when their anger was kindled. Then the flood would have swept us away. The torrent would have gone over us. Then over us they would have gone, the raging water. So this is interesting because it seems like this is a valuable tool in worship, although not worry. Worship, it's helpful to think about what woulda, coulda, shoulda happened. But in worry, it's the opposite. Never do that when you're worrying. But do that in your worship. Man, I'd be finished if it weren't for you, Lord. My life would be in shambles if you didn't step in. And I think that's a valuable tool and a good distinction to make. In worship, it's good to reflect on the would-haves. In worry, it's the last thing you should do.
Yeah, it's the but for the grace of God mentality, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. All right, Psalm 125, then another shorter one here that focuses on the Lord's protection and the security he provides. As the people approach the city, Mount Zion, they do so praising him for making them like the mountain, surrounding them like Jerusalem was surrounded by on all sides by other mountains. In fact, today when you go to Israel and you go on a tour there, which again, still, even after the rockets, we're gonna
get
there. When you're on the tour bus and you're coming into Jerusalem, you drive through a tunnel to get there. And when you come through the tunnel on the other side, you see Mount Zion, you see Jerusalem. And it really is breathtaking. Even today, even with other things built up in the area, to see God's city there is a sight to behold, and it really does rise up as something that is noteworthy. And you look at it, you go, man, that's God's mountain, that's God's city, that's God's hill, and it's immovable. You're not sitting there looking at something going, oh, that's trivial, that's no big deal. But then surrounding, and this is one of the things that made it such a defensible city, surrounding Mount Zion are all these mountains to protect it and to keep it safe. And so that's why here he says that we will be like Mount Zion if we trust in the Lord, which will not be moved, and the mountains surrounding us, the Lord will protect us in that regard. So it's such a cool picture there for us in this psalm. All right, Psalm 128, then we get into, again, another, guess what? Psalm of Ascent. Stop sniffing your microphone. I say that on behalf of everyone listening right now.
I think they like it.
The Psalm of Ascent here focuses on the blessings that come to those who fear the Lord. And that's the opening verse. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord and walks in his ways. Verse 4 repeats it. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. And so that's such a good thing for us, believer, to make sure that we are fearing the Lord and to recognize that there are blessings that come with us, come with that when we do fear him.
And I would simply mention here in verses 3 and 4, you'll notice that the company that he identifies as those who are blessed are those who are closest. And I think that's a general principle of biblical wisdom. And it's that simply the people that are closest to you will benefit most when you walk in the fear of the Lord. And they should benefit most. If you have a different persona at church or in a, you know, the workplace, and certainly that's not what's talked about here. When you follow the Lord, when you're doing what's right and you're doing what's good, the people around you tend to benefit the most because of your influence. And that's especially true for husbands and fathers. So be on the lookout, dads. Make sure that you are doing exactly what the scripture calls you to fear the Lord and walk in his ways.
Yeah, good, good. Psalm 129, then, this Psalm of Ascent here looks back at times of suffering and remembers how the Lord had preserved them in the midst of suffering. And this is so important for us as we suffer presently to remember, and David does this so often, how the Lord had in the past removed that suffering from them and preserved them in the time of their affliction. So it's good to reflect on God's faithfulness to keep us moving forward in the midst of the current valley that we walk through. Finally, Psalm 130. Psalm 130, my soul waits for the Lord. This psalm of ascent puts the pilgrim in a humble posture as he makes his way to Jerusalem, reminded of his sinfulness and God's great mercy. Look at verses 3 and 4. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? The answer implied there is no one, because all of us have sinned. This is total depravity here in the Old Testament. Verse 4, but with you there is forgiveness that you may be feared.
How does that work? How does forgiveness prompt and provoke my fear of God? Because it seems like it would be the opposite. I'm forgiven by God, and therefore I'm more likely to be nonchalant about my sin because, hey, he forgave me. Not cool, but not a big deal. He just kind of waved his hand, granted pardon, and I'm good to go. How does his forgiveness generate and produce the fear of the Lord?
I think it goes hand in hand with something that we just did 2 weeks ago, which is we celebrated communion together. When we remember the sacrifice of Christ and the great cost of what it took to enable, if that's the right words there, to cause God to forgive us, so to speak, the payment of Christ for our sins, it creates in us a desire to hate our sin, to say, man, my sin, it is something that I don't want in my life because of the great cost of what it took to pay the penalty for my sin and to behold the wrath of God poured out upon his son and to realize, man, my sin deserves that wrath. Should cause us as we reflect on our forgiveness to not to say, well, let me sin all the more that I might be forgiven all the more, a la Romans 6, but to say, man, I don't want sin in my life because of the wrath of God.
What an interesting play, especially for the Old Testament saint, because they would have understood some of that.
But not
they would
all
have,
of it.
They would have seen just a fraction of it by seeing the animal sacrifice, you know, the throat of the lamb or the goat slit.
Right.
But they had no clue. And certainly, I mean, this is the things that Paul said, or Peter said, that angels long to look into this,
right?
The beauty of the gospel, because this ultimately would point to the Son. And for a Christian, this makes perfect sense. There's forgiveness in and through Christ, and that produces a holy and righteous fear, even a loving fear that responds to it appropriately. To your point exactly, because of the cost, our souls are grieved, they're heavy, and they respect the sacrifice of Christ. What a cool verse.
It is a cool verse. Well, hey, pray for us today as we wrap up our men's retreat and head back down the mountain.
Down the proverbial mountain.
As we head back home to get ready for church in the morning. And we can't wait to be with you guys again tomorrow for another great day at Compass Bible Church.
Yeehaw.
We'll catch you guys later.
See ya.
Bye. Hey, thanks for joining us for another episode of the Daily Bible Podcast. We hope and pray this has been a blessing to you and your time in the Word. If it has, if you would subscribe to this podcast, leave a like, leave a comment, and share it with some friends and family, that would be awesome. If you need more information about Compass Bible Church here in North Texas, you can go to compassntx.org. Again, that's compassntx.org. And we'll be back with you tomorrow for another episode of the Daily Bible Podcast.